And welcome back to Winners. We're now talking track work. And of course, we had some very important sessions this morning and also yesterday. Warren Huntley, of course, he was out at Flemington this morning, but he was also at Moonee Valley yesterday with some important gallops in lead up to Friday night and beyond. Warren, it's always a big time of year in particular. I know how much you love having a look at those gallops at Moonee Valley.
Yeah, I think we had in excess of 30 horses out there yesterday, Nard. So obviously the Moyer Stakes Friday night and other feature races, so yeah, it's really starting to get the, I suppose, the really high quality horses, and the Valley's just a great way to be able to view them work. It's a really good opportunity for the horses, I think, but also for me as a clocker. I love getting to Moonee Valley on those mornings.
It's almost like they're actually moving slower just due to that vantage point, isn't it? It just makes it a lot easier to do your job.
No doubt, and obviously you can get the markers pretty well too, and the guys there, Marty Simon and his team, really work hard at trying to gate the horses in terms of, you know, having the right number out at the right time. So Darrell Shearer helps me out, and when we get up there, we do our best. But it's just a great place to be able to watch those gallops. The other thing now is when we go to Moonee Valley, you get access to a greater pool of horses. So I love being able to watch horses gallop with, say, Mick Price or someone like that. You just get to see it from a different perspective, but also get to see a different pool of horses.
Yeah, very true. Well, let's talk about some of the highlights. First of all, Vidora headed over to the Valley, who lines up, of course, in the Group 1 race, the Moyer, on Friday night.
And she's been jumping out and trialling well. And she went to Moonee Valley a few weeks ago and had a very easy time. It was a really short, sharp gallop yesterday morning, and clearly the quickest last 400 metres of the morning. Only went over about 800 and dashed up those last 400s, but out wide, 10 or 12 metres or so at Moonee Valley. Track would have been, I'd say, in the good range, but she broke 23.5 for her last 400 metres. So she's flying, and she has to run well. On what we've seen of her trials and jump outs and her gallop there yesterday morning, knowing what a high-class mare she is, she has to run well Friday night.
And what about Hootson?
She likes to run, and she was galloped over the same distance and perhaps went a bit quicker earlier in her workout and was just sort of, I suppose, allowed to not necessarily idle up the home straight, but for Hootson, she wasn't asked to quicken the last 400 metres or so. Her first up run was terrific. She loves the Valley, and she looks to have trained on well since that run. So I'd certainly give her a pass mark. I think it comes down to a bit more intent, what she was there to do the last 400 metres, the fact that she wasn't as quick as Vidora the last 400 metres, but we know she can gallop, and she looks great.
And also a couple for Robbie Lang, Miss Rock and Thronador. How did they go?
They just dashed up 600 metres together, so a really short, sharp workout for them. And the last 400 metres without either of them being tested was just on 24 seconds. So that's really nice work for horses, really just working well within themselves. We know how good Miss Rock is on the fresh side, and I thought her work was terrific, albeit over quite a short trip.
All right. And then we had a couple for Henry Dwyer with Snitty Kitty and Elusive Melody.
Paired them up, and we know what a fast horse Snitty Kitty is. She's a lot quicker when she's got the blinkers on, but she was nice and sharp with Elusive Melody and had a mate to keep her company and just put that competitive nature into the workout. And they were two of the quicker last 400 metres of the morning, but you would expect Snitty Kitty working in company, she would run pretty quick time, and she did. Not quite as quick as Vidora, but certainly sharp, particularly the last 400 metres. So she looks to be going well, Snitty Kitty, and Elusive Melody ditto. They both worked nicely.
And what about Sprite?
Yeah, well, one of the advantages too, I suppose, of the carnivals now is getting to see the visiting horses and how they prepare. And Sprite's a really good, talented mare. She's a fit, or looked fit to my eye, and galloped nicely. Again, just a solo gallop and quickening up the last 400 metres and nicely to the line without really being tested. But importantly for horses that are from different parts of Australia, I suppose, seem very comfortable around the circuit.
Well, that's a big plus there. Also, Michelle Payne had a couple go around.
She did. She had a few pairs go out on the track, but in particular, Sweet Rocket and Mark the Horse paired up together. I thought Sweet Rocket ran well without much luck at Flemington last start, and the previous run at Moonee Valley beating Multaja was terrific, and she worked really nicely with the pair of them. I think both Paddy Payne and Michelle, they rarely sort of really test their horses. That's their nature, to be a little bit track work is there to just get them ready for race day. But she was really nice and sharp late, Sweet Rocket. So I thought it was terrific work from her, and she seems to be holding together really well. She's a lovely, big, strong filly, and obviously already a winner at the Valley. Her work yesterday was terrific.
And also a couple there for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace with Octane and Yulong January.
Another short, sharp gallop, and really quick the last 400 metres or so. Octane's a high-priced yearling. He's got the win on the board now, and he's certainly open to upside. And they kept pretty close company with each other as they galloped up the home straight, and their last 400 metres on the clock was really sharp. So, yeah, they've both got round the valley well, and really good, sharp work from both Octane and Yulong January, who came up the home straight together.
And what about Santa and Elaine at Flemington?
Well, I reckon he was the highlight of Flemington this morning, Nards. Although I've probably got to admit I've got a bit of a bias there. I think he's a really eye-catching, big, strong horse, and obviously now a three-time Group 1 winner. So he's got talent, and 800 metres this morning, I don't think Ben Mellon could have held him any slower. And the steeplegrass, when they're down near the inside, they run quick time, but I got him about 23.25 for his last 400 metres this morning. And I said, I don't think he could have gone any slower. So he heads to Sydney on Saturday, I think, for his final lead up towards the Everest. And he's absolutely flying, Santa Ana Lane, and he's just had a lovely timed preparation. I think his first up run was terrific. He's trained on well since then. He's had a jump out. He had that gallop this morning. I reckon he's absolutely flying, Santa Ana Lane.
Okay, so he's going great guns at the moment. And also John Snow and the Mayor Bonneval?
Yeah, and I suppose John Snow, really good run first up, and our second up it was. He'd had that run in New Zealand, and Bonneval off a long break first up, probably open to improvement. They paired up together for a gallop on the dirt track this morning, and a really solid hit out over 1,400 metres. I think they tried to go a bit further, but you've virtually got to get rolling as soon as you get onto that dirt track if you're going to go any further than 1,400 metres. So somewhere between 1,400 and 1,600 metres, just a really good, solid gallop, particularly the last 400 metres. So John Snow gets a real tick coming through that good first-up run in the Maccabi Diva, and Bonneval certainly improved with her amount of time away from the track and that good goal, that run under the belt now to improve her from that run in the Dardo at Moonee Valley.
And also a couple caught your eye for Matt Ellerton and Simon Zara.
We got the preludes for the Guineas, 1,000 Guineas and the Caulfield Guineas at Caulfield on Sunday. So there's plenty of meetings for these horses to progress through over the weekend. And look, Marcel from Madrid, he's getting fitter and he's had those couple of runs back now. So out to 1,400 metres, he could be really ready to improve. They worked separately this morning, both Marcel from Madrid and Aristia, but similar type of work over 1,000 metres, quickening up the last 400 metres, and Aristia heads to the 1,000 Guineas prelude on Saturday, and she was a bit of an eye-catcher late. She might be a horse that's going to really appreciate getting out to the 1,400 metres and certainly looks to have trained on well from her last run. So certainly ticks this morning from Marcel from Madrid and Aristia.
And also Kentucky Breeze, who is fitter for one run back.
And no doubt a horse close to the heart of Levi Cavanagh, a stakes winner for him, his first stakes winner as a trainer in his own right. He was terrific first up, and he might just map his way through some races that take him through the grades to some extent. But he worked really sharply this morning over 1,200 metres and quickened up nicely his last 400 metres. There's a couple of options for him, one a little bit higher in grade and one just, I think, benchmark 78 level for at Caulfield on Sunday. But I really think there's a race for Kentucky Breeze sometime soon. He'd been going well going into his first up run. He ran well at Mornington, and he's come through that run well. So, yeah, I'll be looking for him to get another win on the board sometime in the next run or two, and it could well be this weekend.
Okay, so who do you feel are the main horses to take out of the Moonee Valley session yesterday and also this morning?
I'd have to highlight Vedora Nard. She might have been out there to do a little bit, but she was the standout from Moonee Valley on yesterday morning. I love the way Sweet Rocket worked there too. I think she's going really well. They'd be the two I'd probably take out of Moonee Valley. Santa Ana Lane for sure. Marcel from Madrid, Aristia and Kentucky Breeze, the ones from this morning at Flemington with Santa Ana Lane heading to Sydney.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Nard.
There's Warren Huttley and his track work report. It is now 11:30. We'll take a break.